Can you watch videos of the hostage releases that are videoed on Shabbos? Many of the hostages have been freed on Shabbos, and they're very powerful, emotional videos. And the question is, can you watch them on Motzei Shabbos? It's a tremendous simcha, a tremendous source of faith, and it's really chizuk to watch the video. But is this the Maisa Shabbos? Because this was done presumably intentionally. The videos were taken intentionally on Shabbos. So potentially one reason to be strict is based on the Gemara Ksuvos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara cites three different opinions about Maisa Shabbos: Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan Asanlar. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch Yid Archayim Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph says that if someone cooks on Shabbos or does another malacha intentionally b'mezid, so it's forbidden to him and to other, forbidden to him forever. And for others, it's permitted on Matzah Shabbos immediately. So the person who does the malacha is forbidden, and other people can benefit from it on Matzah Shabbos. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Zion points out that the Vilna Gaon actually follows the position of Rabbi Meir, who's even more lenient. That Rabbi Meir holds that on Motzei Shabbos it's permitted for everyone, even the one who did the malacha. So what the halacha here discusses are two different types of people: one person who did the malacha and other random people. What the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss specifically is someone for whom the malacha was done. Is the person for whom the malacha was done considered like the person who did the malacha, or is it just like a random person? So the Prima Gadim in Eshel Avraham, now, by the way, this is all based on a tshuva by Rav Rimon. He wrote a long tshuva on this. So these are some of his, this is his analysis. In the Prima Gadim, Eshel Avraham, Simon Shin Chaf Hei, Siv Chatan Chaf Beis, so he says that someone for who, let's say if I cooked food for someone intentionally on Shabbos, so the person whom I cooked the food for is also forbidden because he can't benefit from Maisa Shabbos. We treat the person whom I cook for as the same status as me who did the cooking. Additionally, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hagos Yordea Tzadi Tes Saif Yud, he says the name of the Rivash, if you cook for anyone who wants to benefit, you say, I'm cooking this food on Shabbos, for anyone who wants to benefit can benefit from it, then everyone is considered as if they cooked it for purposes of, can they benefit from it? Therefore, if we follow Rabbi Yehuda, that just like the guy who did the video on Shabbos can never benefit from his malacha, he's videoing it for anyone who wants to be who wants to benefit from it. If you follow Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger, then nobody can benefit from this malacha, and you cannot watch the video. So that would be a reason to be strict. However, the Tehillah David disagrees, and he says that, no, someone for whom the video was taken is considered like other people, and it's permitted after Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That only the one who violated the Isser Midaraisa, the Torah prohibition of cooking, is penalized, but not other people. There are other reasons to be lenient that maybe chilonim who are taking the videos, they're not really considered b'mezid. Maybe they're like a tinok shenishba. They're not considered like an act of rebellion. In which case, if it's done b'shogeg, then it's unintentionally, then it's permitted on Motzei Shabbos. Also, maybe we hold like the Vilna Gaon. According to the Vilna Gaon, even though he passed in like Rabbi Meir, and even the one who does the cooking, who does the malacha, it's permitted on Motzei Shabbos. There's a second reason to be strict, that when a non-Jew does work for you on Shabbos, you need to wait b'chdei she'yasu, the time it would have taken him to do the malacha on Shabbos, after Shabbos. So if, let's say, a non-Jew cooks food for you on Shabbos, takes an hour for him to cook the food, you'd have to wait an hour after Shabbos to benefit from the food. Two different reasons. Number one is, if we allow you to benefit earlier, then you might ask him to do malacha next week. That's the Rosh. The Beis Yosef says, or maybe the non-Jew might do the malacha for you next Shabbos. He might do it anyway. Now, Both of these reasons probably should not apply to a Jew. But the second reason might apply to a Jew who's not observant. Now, we're not concerned that you're going to tell a regular Jew, a frum Jew, or any Jew for that matter, to do malacha for you next week. That we're not concerned about. But maybe the reason for b'chdei shi'asu, because he might do malacha for you next Shabbos, even if you don't ask him, that would apply whether we're talking about a non-Jew or whether we're talking about, let's say, a non-observant Jew. So if you have to wait b'chdei shi'asu until the time it takes for him to do the malacha, so maybe you would say, okay, it took him 20 minutes to do the video on Shabbos, so then you have to wait 20 minutes after Shabbos. However, the Ber Moshe distinguishes between two different cases of videos or pictures. If the video could have been taken after Shabbos, it's just a picture. A picture of a newborn baby on Shabbos versus a newborn baby after Shabbos. There's no real difference. So you'd be allowed to benefit from it following the period of Bechdei Shi'asu. However, if the video is an event that happens specifically on Shabbos, you're never allowed to look at it because you're benefiting from malacha that was done on Shabbos that could not have been done after Shabbos. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that you're never allowed to benefit from a picture or video of a specific event that happened on Shabbos even after Bechdei Shi'asu. So maybe if we hold like that, and we hold that Bechdei Shi'asu applies even if a secular Jew, a non-observant Jew, does malacha for you, then you can never watch the video. So again, there are reasons to be strict. There are reasons to be lenient. Maybe also the video might only be an issur d'rabbanan, so there might be another reason to be lenient. And what Rav Yimon concludes, he says, is that if we feel that viewing the video strengthens us, gives us chizuk, then it's permitted. But this would not be permitted, let's say, for watching sports games. If there's a fixed sports game that's on Shabbos and Jews are videoing it, then a professional sports game, then that's chilul Shabbos, that would not be permitted. The activity of freeing hostages is a mitzvah, it gives us chizuk and emunah, so then this would be allowed. He thought you could rely on the lenient position and you could watch these videos after Shabbos, even if done by a Jew.